Beware. Your friends have a very dangerous tool at their disposal. It's called Facebook Live. Watch out. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour is one of the world's leading relationship coaches, Marnie Kinross. She knows everything there is to know about getting that person of your dreams to marry you, to date you, to do that to you as well. Marnie will be here, and we will talk about all things relationships. Then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina. We start things off this hour with the concept that is Facebook Live. This new utility that creeps across your newsfeed and shows you too much of your Facebook friends. And some people don't know when enough is enough. People are now discovering this, so now instead of just putting up a pithy little comment in a picture or a meme, now you really have to be a part of their lives. Snapchat has it right. Snapchat, you got 10 seconds. Make it good, then get out. Facebook Live can go on and on and on and on. Take a look at your newsfeed over the past couple of weeks. I noticed someone who wanted to show the running of a race in their town. If I wanted to see the running of the firecracker 4-miler or whatever it was, I would have come to your town. Because we're not talking about the world's most skilled videographers here as well. They're doing it off their tablet, off their phones, they're carrying their laptops around, and it looks as if there's a major earthquake occurring in your town when you're trying to show us these moments of great civic pride. Enough. Stop it. And realize that too much is too much. Economy of words and economy of pictures. Don't just turn on Facebook Live if you don't know what you're going to talk about, because it turns into,
All right, well, I guess that's it. Thanks for joining me. See you next time. Bye.
And there is 4 minutes. You're never, ever going to get back from your life ever again. Facebook Live will expose your friends to the fact that you already knew or suspected to know that they have no personality. Stick with the little typewritten stuff. Put the memes up, put the photos up, even the cat videos. Go ahead, link yourself crazy. But when it comes to Facebook Live, just say no. A little Nancy Reagan reference there. Ooh, who would have thought we'd go there? Anyway, before we proceed with the matters here on the program, we'd like to welcome, wink, wink, a new sponsor to the show.
I'm Peggy.
I'm Dick.
And we're the Johnsons.
Our story is one that many Americans know all too well.
We had debt problems, serious debt problems.
Even our cat was getting collection calls.
But then everything changed.
Thanks to the wonderful people at American Amalgamated Debt Management Associates.
That one call literally changed our lives.
When we spoke to our local debt counselor, Sirahan Nipirajul, he or she explained to us the benefits of their new debt elimination program.
It's called the 10 Steps Back, 10 and a Half Steps Forward program.
It allows us to repay our $98,000 of credit card debt, $40,000 of medical bills, and $27,000 of drug and gambling debts in ways that combine both money and personal services.
We pay only $3,000 a month in cash, along with providing a few additional monthly services that American Amalgamated Debt converts to cash and pays our bills.
I donate blood every Tuesday.
I donate clean urine every Wednesday.
And I donate sperm every Monday, Wednesday, and four times every Friday.
It's a great way to get a second chance.
We will be completely debt-free by 2031.
And our children will be able to go to the community college of their choice. Don't miss your chance to get out of debt. Call today.
American Amalgamated Debt Counselors are standing by in Bangladesh right now to answer your questions and start you on your road back.
Call 1-800-O-A-LOT.
Or visit their website, chickswithdebts.com/American Amalgamated Debt Management Associates.
We're the Johnsons.
And in only 15 years,
we won't owe anyone anything.
Wow, sounds like some good people, and we're glad to have them aboard here on the program. Stay with us. Marnie Kinross is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.